Pakistanis are struggling in the aftermath of the recent floods. Part of the problem is a reluctance by some around the world to provide aid to a country they perceive as a hotbed for terrorism. The Pakistani government has for years been trying to change that perception. Recently, Pakistan sent famous Sufi musicians to the U.S. The idea was to portray the true face of Sufi Islam. Madiha Tahir begins her story in Pakistan.
Late on a dense black Karachi night, Fakir Jamaluddin sits in saffron robes in the lush gardens of the Mohatta Palace Museum, singing centuries-old Sufi poetry. This poem was penned by an 18th-century Sufi saint. Islam came to South Asia through Sufi poetry like this. It speaks of love as a thrilling, trembling union between the human and the divine, or as it names them, the lover and the beloved. Pakistanis like myself grew up listening to Sufi poetry as love songs. That's the legendary Abida Parveen singing the poetry of a Sufi mystic, Sachal Sarmast. Tonight's late-night musical session is the final rehearsal before Abida, Jamaluddin, and nearly 50 other Pakistani performers head to New York to bring this Islamic musical tradition and its message of peace and tolerance to Americans.
Salams, New York! All the beauty and the culture of a country, a great country like Pakistan, gets obscured under major news headlines.
It's the first ever festival in the United States of Pakistani Sufi music. The ride hasn't been easy. The State Department, Mayor Bloomberg's office, and the Pakistani embassy all had to coordinate to get the musicians here.
It's never happened before quite like this. It certainly never happened in New York. This is our Islam.
The biggest concert is here at Union Square. It's early afternoon and hot, but the square is full. That's folk musician Akhtar Chenal Zehri from Pakistan's desert province, Balochistan. And these are the mellifluous strains of the verdant frontier province by the Pashtun girl band, Zeb and Hania. And then the concert kicks it into high gear with the heady, tabla-laced rhythms of Rafaqat Ali Khan. But once a legend takes to the stage, the crowd is frenetic.
Ladies and gentlemen, Abida Parveen!
Oh, I loved it!
I thought it was magnificent. I thought it was just magical, magnificent.
I love Abida Parveen. I listen to her on Sunday mornings and wail at the top of my lungs, even though I don't know what she's saying. We got a whole group of people, came, left work early, sat in front. It was mind-blowing. It was really amazing.
And that's what a Pakistani public relations campaign sounds like. The goal behind the concert was to rebrand Pakistan as a Sufi country with a rich heritage of a tolerant and peaceful Islam. But that was only part of the message.
Initially, it was the kind of sense of frustration with that Times Square failed bombing. And this was our response, an act of cultural diplomacy.
Menaz Fancy is the co-director of Pakistani Peace Builders. She and Zeba Rehman founded the group 5 days after Faisal Shehzad, a Pakistani-American, attempted to bomb Times Square.
Extremism being so completely linked to Pakistan is something that has been jarring to both Zeba and I, living here as Americans from Muslim, South Asian, Pakistani kind of backgrounds. This is not the Islam we were raised with.
My home city, Lahore, has changed so much in the last 4 years. You know, it's become violent.
Mikhail Hassan played at the festival. He's the band leader for the jazz and South Asian classical fusion group, the Mikhail Hassan Band.
Our reality is so different from the way the West lives.
Mikhail's hometown, Lahore, has one of the most popular Sufi shrines, Tata Darbar. It was bombed last month by extremists. At least 42 people were killed. hardline forms of Islam have been gaining in Pakistan since the 1980s when the US and Saudi Arabia trained Islamists there to fight the Soviets. But Sadia Tour says it's politics, not brands of religion, that ought to be the focus. Tour also grew up in Lahore and is now a sociology professor at City University of New York.
I was brought up in what I think of as a tolerant Sunni religious tradition that was not necessarily Sufi. So it's not Islam that makes people violent or intolerant and makes them reach for the gun.
But for audiences, as with generations of Pakistanis who've grown up listening to this music, the hard edge of politics and religion was lost in the thrilling passion of the music. For the world, I'm Madiha Tahir.
And that's all for us today from the Nan and Bill Harris studios at WGBH in Boston. I'm Jeb Sharp. We're back tomorrow.